Explore the Heights, Episode 8.
Explore the Heights, where you are inspired to be more, do more, and give more. Presented by Felix and George.
Hello and welcome to Explore the Heights with Felix and George. This is episode named How to Live Every Day with Intention.
Yes, Felix, this is a great topic for a season like this. You know, we are living in unprecedented times due to the COVID-19 pandemic. There are concerns of a second wave of the virus sweeping across countries. You know, this pandemic has created economic uncertainty and loss. Global economies have been slammed by the coronavirus. The pandemic has significantly impacted businesses and the economy. There is a major disruption in the workforce at an unprecedented scale and speed. Digital transformation is now front and center on leaders' minds and organizations' agenda. Leaders continue to navigate a broad range of issues that span from keeping their employees and customers safe, maintaining liquidity in support of operations, pressure regarding reducing the staff establishment further. You see, we can become so consumed by the gravity of challenges and forget to live every day with intention. There is no better time to make the decision and commitment today to live every day with intention in order to move in the direction of our goals and aspirations. You see, the current season and environment presents significant opportunities for us to revisit our purpose for living, the goals, the personal vision, live with a genuine sense of intention and direction, reset our sail and recalibrate and grow. So my question is this: are you living the life you imagine, or is life living you? Is the current economic environment of fear, anxiety, negativity, health crisis, and other events pushing you into a negative state that you are finding it very, very difficult to escape from? Or are you taking charge of your life and determining your experiences of life? You see, it may be difficult at the moment, yet it is the opportune time to live with intention. So I think people might be wondering, what is intention? Are you really wondering what intention is all about? You see, the Merriam-Webster dictionary defines intention as intent, purpose, design, aim, and object, objective, goal, or what you intend to accomplish or attain. It is an act of determining mentally upon an action or result. It is a determination or plan to do a specific thing. So when you set and live your intentions, it allows you to focus on who you are in the moment. It helps you recognize and live your values, raises your emotional energy, thereby raising your physical energy. You see, intention is backed by consistent action, and it helps you accomplish something great. Your intention helps you discipline yourself to do what you really want to do, to marshal your willpower, to align your goals with your objectives, to use your wisdom to harmonize the various things in your mind. It helps you focus on what you love to do and what you are gifted to do. Your intention will help you, concentrate 1,000,000% on your purpose and drive. Okay, so Felix, I wanted to ask you this question. Why should we live with intention?
So you intend, or you purposely get up in the morning to go out to do your job or do whatever you like. And if you live with intention, you make decisions that will give you what you want to do. And if you live with intention, you will it will improve your financial state. For example, you need to go to get a job and then you get paid that job and so forth. But also, if you live with intention and you make certain decisions on the way your life works and what you do in your life, it helps to improve your mental health. And that's why you should live with intention. It's important.
Fantastic. You know, I got this quote from John Maxwell, who is the leadership guru. He's written a lot of leadership books and I like to read his stuff. He said, having good intention does not translate into living a life of intention. He continues, good intention is filled with desire, wish, hopefully someday. He said, when you live with intention, it's about taking action, being purposeful, being definite, and doing something today. So to live with intention starts with a deliberate, conscious choice to pursue a particular course of action or direction. So in my mind, why people should really, really live with intention, you know, it's very, very easy to gravitate towards what is happening in our world currently. You know, economies closed, people without jobs, and to focus on that. And you can begin to just go with the flow. But, you know, this is not the time to do that. So why I believe you should live with intention is that when you live with intention, you will appreciate your uniqueness. Your uniqueness in this current dispensation, your uniqueness to focus on your values, your dreams, your purpose, and your calling. When you live intently, you will have clarity in the direction of your life. You'll be able to improve your ability to focus, which is what we need in this current season. You'll pursue a life of purpose and meaning. You know, during this time, every single one of us should review to refocus our purpose and our meaning for existence. When you live with intention, or why people should live with intention, is that it will help you be calm, confident, presence. It will help you focus on what is important to you, because it's very, very easy to focus on what is happening and forget what is really, really important to you. It will help you. It will also help you progress faster towards what you want, and it will keep things in perspective. That is why I think that people should live with intention. You see, when you live with intention, you will enrich your life by creating a better intentional experiences. Living with intention means living with the reality of the day. And so this is why we all need to live every day with intention. So Felix, the other question here is, what is the significance of each day? Because, you know, we are saying we should live every day with intention, which means every day must be lived with a sense of significance and purpose. So in your view, what is the significance of each day?
For me, I feel like there is a saying that each day is not always guaranteed. Obviously, it's a bit of a weird, twisted way to look at it, but you're not guaranteed tomorrow. So treat every day as an important. If you find that on this particular day you are not happy, then make steps to change it. If you have an opportunity to change something, let's say you've got a massive promotion or that requires you to maybe move to a different country, obviously that could be different. There are other significant matters that come into play with that sort of view. But if you have something that will change your life tomorrow, go for it. Because if you don't, you might find that you might wait maybe 2 days or 3 days and that chance is gone. And then you're missing out. If you wake up tomorrow and you find that you've got an opportunity, go out and take it. And that's the significance of what tomorrow might bring.
You know, I believe that each day holds the key to your future success and advancement. You know, every day lived with intention will help you achieve your goals. I also believe that your future success is made up of the summation of each day you have successfully worked through. There is an American proverb that says, today is the first day of the rest of your life. So savor every moment. That's powerful. Today is the first day for the rest of your life. So savor every moment. For me, every single day we are alive and well, it's a gift. Every single day provides the opportunity for us to explore our potential, our gifts, and our possibilities. You know, I know that wasting each day or living each day without purpose and intention is like throwing away your future one day at a time. I want to repeat that. Wasting each day or living each day without purpose and intention is like throwing away your future one day at a time. You know, one of the regrets people have when they get older is the regret of wasted years, which they cannot get back. You see, when you squander today, you are destroying your tomorrow and your future. Errors of judgment ignored each day will cost you your future ambition and dreams. Each day lived with intention will trigger positive events in your favor. Each day counts, and you must live each day with intention. For me, that is the significance and the importance of each day. Yes, we are living in a season of the virus. We are living in a season of fear, anxiety, and all that. It is very, very easy to throw away the day. In fact, it was Robert Schuller who says, don't throw away your tomorrow. You know how you can throw away your tomorrow? By not using each day, not seeing each day as significant. So don't throw away your tomorrow. The virus is here with us. When they find a vaccine, that would be great. But even if it takes longer to find a vaccine to resolve this challenge, live each day with intention and see each day as significant to propel you in the direction of your dream. So for me, every day counts. Every day is important.
Nicely said. That is absolutely brilliant. And we hope that you'll take something from this podcast, as we often do, and you'll learn from it and be able to implement it in your life for improvement. Okay, so the next section here is, what are the benefits of living with intention?
Yes, Felix, like we've been saying, living every day with intention, it's a good, good way to live a life of purpose, significance, and achieve your goals. You know, irrespective of what we're currently going through, we still have to live every day with intention, because every day counts. Every day we are alive, it's important. So as you live an intentional life, you begin to grow inward and downward, rooting yourself deeply into a healthy, fulfilling, and abundant life. You know, when you live with intention, you are able to achieve a deeper understanding of the simple, the mundane, and the ordinary moments, which brings real happiness, inner balance, and fulfillment. You see, some of the benefits of living intentionally include things like you are able to make effective decisions in alignment with your goals, your objectives, and your personal vision. You are not only preoccupied with your destination, the end result, success or achievement, but you are focused on the journey as well. You are grateful for every day that you are above ground, alive and well. So you live in this atmosphere of gratitude every single day, because you know you are living with intention. You consistently evaluate your actions and course correct before it is too late, because you know when you're living with intention, you are always evaluating how your results are, what you are doing, so that when things are not going well, you quickly course correct so that you get back on track before it's too late. You are also intentional regarding the type of friends you keep and the people you spend most of your time. People who live with intention are very, very careful with the people who they surround themselves with. They are very, very careful with who they spend most of their time. Because if you are spending most of your time with the wrong people, you will not achieve your goals. You will not be living with intention, and therefore you will not progress in the direction of your dreams. So selection of your friends, who you spend most of your time with, becomes very, very important. So for me, these are some of the benefits of living with intention. Felix, what are some of the benefits that you can think about?
I would say one of them is high self-esteem. If you are exceeding at what you're doing, and you've got yourself into a state where you're achieving what you've done, you've made the plans are slowly coming together, you're going to have higher self-esteem, your quality of life is also improves. You're happier, you're more relaxed, and you actually enjoy what you're doing. Of course, we have to understand that stuff may go wrong from time to time, but then with intention, we can actually change our course and slightly steer into a more positive direction. You know, just like a boat. If a boat slightly goes off course, you make tiny, course corrections onto the steering, and everything becomes more direct and more purposefully to get to where you need to get to. And I think that's probably one of the best ones. I had written another one, but I think that's probably the most important that people need to.
Fantastic.
Yes.
That's a really, really great analogy. I really like that. What, in your view, are the steps to living each day with intention?
Yes, I had, when I was doing the research for this podcast, as we do, I found a very nice resource, and it said something along the lines of basics of living with intention. And some of the steps include visualizing your ideal day. And I found that very interesting, because I thought, when you ask someone what would be their ideal day, and some of them will say, watch a whole day of Netflix and have snacks. But actually, from a business point of view, you want to think more outside the box. So you want to say, actually, my ideal day would be that I turn up to work and I have meetings with this company, that company, that company, and we reach a deal. That's what I think, would be the better way of looking at that particular section. Other things I have here include, actually, designing your perfect day. That refers to planning to the finer detail. So let's say you may say, I have an important email with such and such at 10 o'clock. I then give myself 15 minutes to write notes from that and get back to the person. Let's say I fit in an hour to network. Who can I work with? Stuff like that. That sort of stuff is important in improving and making things a lot better for you. Implement small daily habits. Stuff that doesn't necessarily refer to your business per se or your organization, but make a plan. For example, in my case, I've actually... I start my day now with a nice little workout. I wake up, I've joined, me and a group of friends have made a small little group, and we say that, okay, 8:15 in the morning, we have half an hour of workout session. And for me, I think it's made my mental health and my work ethic a lot stronger, because I do that, I take my shower, and then I plan the rest of my day, knowing that this is what I want to do. And it makes me, within myself, I feel so much better by planning my day. And these are some of the things I think that are very important within this section.
Very, very good. Very, very good, Felix. I have a number of points here. You know, every action begins with a decision. So my first point is, make a decision to live each day with intention. It always, always begins with a decision. Decide to live each day with intention. Set goals. Set goals in alignment with your intentions. Start each day with gratitude. Oh, I love this. You know, it's so easy to be preoccupied with what you don't have rather than with what you have. when you start each day with gratitude, you are basically telling yourself that, no, it's not all that bad. Things are still good. Some areas of my life are going great. Some things with my family are going great. Some areas of my business are going great. So start each day with gratitude. And I always love to, when I gain consciousness in the morning, the first thing I say is that, God, thank you for the gift of life. That is living in an atmosphere of gratitude. Have clear priorities for each day and work your priorities. It's important to set priorities, but you need to work your priorities. And Felix, you talked about exercising with your friends. And here I said that develop an active exercise regime and take action. Be selective of what you read, what you watch, what you listen to, and what you talk about, because each of these things affect your day. Selective what you read, watch what you are watching, listen to, and talk about. Focus on your success list instead of your to-do list. You know, there's this talk about a to-do list. Make a list of the things you want to do. What if the things on those on that list is not going to help you? So I say focus on your success list. Your success list is what is moving you in the direction of your goals, your dreams, and what you want to do. Again, Felix, you already talked about this. Start each day visualizing how you want your day to unfold. We normally don't do that, but visualize, visualize, and visualize how you want the day to look like and how you want your day to end. Pay closer attention to what you feed your body. What you eat and drink daily affects your moods, affects you, your energy level. So be intentional about that. Identify and develop empowering habits, because, you know, some habits disempower us and some habits empower us to do what we want to do. Eliminate habits not serving you, because a lot of the habits don't serve us and we need to eliminate those. And you should practice mindfulness. And so here is something I wanted us to do. I wanted our audience to do is a call for action. I know that Felix, you always have this call for action for people to share and do all the other stuff that we always talk about. But today I want our audience to do one thing, is to choose one thing they want to be intentional about. Choose one thing you want to be intentional about. It can be in your finances, in your health, your spirituality, how you want to start your day, or the amount of sleep you want to have. Just choose one thing that you want to be intentional about and focus on that one thing until it becomes a habit. Choose one thing to be intentional about. You know, it's a call to action, because that is the way we start. There's so many things we want to be intentional about, but choose one thing. Get it done. When it becomes a habit, choose another. So that is what I would say are the steps to living each day with intention.
Yes, and if I may share one more quick one, if I will, is also know your priorities. What's more, what's more important right now, and what can be left until tomorrow? If you can work that out, you can maximize your productivity and improve yourself, rather than trying to stretch yourself thin, trying to improve this, improve that. I've got to do this. No, know your priorities, and then things will certainly improve for you. Excellent. So there we are. So yes, thank you very much for listening to this episode. It's actually been quite fun, and I hope you've learned something. I've certainly learned from it as well. And also remember to actually, you know what? I'm going to do something a bit different. Normally, I would say like us, share us, and of course comment, give us some feedback on our on your listening platforms. If you can do that, then we would love to know what you like about the podcast and what you'd like us to cover as well. But more importantly as well, like George said, tell us a bit about what steps you're wanting to change to become more intentional about. Send them in to us. We would love to hear from you, and we might even read some of them out on the future episode. Yeah, so get them into us. We'll read some of your plans, because we would love to know as well, because, you know, us doing this podcast, we're doing it because we enjoy it, but also we'd like to hear what you, our lovely audience, have to say as well. So get them in and we'll read them out in future episodes.
And Felix, before we just conclude, I think where would they be sending the comments and stuff? Is it on our Facebook page or how do they do that?
Yes. So if you have any comments, if you are listening via the iOS or Apple Podcasts, you can get in touch by that, putting some in the little comment section, or you can comment within places such as Spotify as well. But of course, what we will be doing in the future as well, just on a side note, we'll be giving you details on email addresses and such for you to get to us directly rather than referring to these. But for now, comment on either your podcast directly for the comment section, or Apple Podcasts or Spotify or other, and we'll see that as well. Also, if you're someone who's using something like Anchor, you can even send in voice notes, and we can also include those as well. So plenty of ways to get in touch with us for Explore the Heights. So yeah, that's all for this particular episode. We'll see you very soon. I've been Felix and he's been George. Thank you very much for listening. We'll see you soon.